Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. I am joined by Mila MG. She's the owner of Curvesse Beauty Bar, and they are known for Russian gel. You can see it here if you're looking at the video. I'm going to have Mila explain what Russian gel is. First of all, thank you for being on and welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
I am so excited because I feel like a lot of like with nail technicians, similar to a hairstylist, it's kind of like therapy, right? Like you see your clients every month and you get to chit chat about their lives. And I feel like you and I connected very well with our beliefs and values and our love for manifestation and the universe. So let's begin by having you introduce yourself to my listeners. Tell us, who is Mila?
Hi, everybody. My name is Mila. I am originally from Kazakhstan. I live in US about 9 years, and about 6.5 years I live in New York City. So I was like 1.5 years I was traveling around. And I feel like New York City is the best city where I decided to stay and get a life, you know?
But you were not into this whole beauty world a few years ago. So tell us, what did you do before this?
So before, actually my life changed after COVID, as you know. And before COVID, I was working as a paralegal in a personal injury law firm. Oh my God, it's so hard to say. Yes, and it was actually, I have an international law degree from my country, and I was planning to be an attorney in this country, and I was preparing myself for bar exam. I finished my master's degree, so yeah. And then when COVID started, everything just started happening in my life. Like I become little by little, I decided to go to the beauty industry. If you want me, I can tell you more about it.
Yes, no, I want to hear the story because you kind of accidentally fell into it. You didn't even seek it. It almost like saw you.
No, the situation was like before COVID, when I was working as a paralegal, I was unhappy with my job and with my boss because he was very strict person, but it's okay. But it's not about that. Mostly is like I was getting all negativity from people who was having car accidents, injuries, and you see people struggling, right? Like they're like in a hard position of their lives. And I was like feeling all the pain. So it was kind of hard for me when I was coming home. I was feeling depressed, seeing people like situations happening like that. And I'm more like a positive side person. That's why it was more hard for me when I see a lot of negativity around me. So, and I started feeling myself depressed as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and when COVID started, it was like kind of my paralegal job paused, like everybody's like life paused. And I was thinking, I think I want to change it. I feel like maybe I can try some other new field in law, you know, like something more positive. I believe in manifestation, universe. And I started doing a lot of meditation during the COVID time. And I was hoping that universe will help me to find for me better position in law, you know, like I was not even focusing in the beauty industry at all. So yeah, and I was like, okay, when after COVID will finish, maybe I'm going to start trying to send my resumes to another law offices, and I'm going to start looking for a job. So also I was my question for universe was, please help me to find something positive that brings me joy and happiness, that led me to meet nice people. So I want to only have positive vibes around me, you know? I want to enjoy every day my job, like, so I will be more happier. And suddenly my friend in May or in June 2020, she's like, hey, I'm gonna go for Russian nail school, and I would love to have you as a hand model. And do you mind to be my hand model? And I was like, yeah, why not? I look at my nails. They were so horrible during 3 months at home. And I always had a nice nails and manicure because I love to take care of myself. And by the way, that time I already did for myself Russian nails in Brooklyn, as you know, there are a lot of Russian nail salons. So, and I was like, yeah, let me go. So I went with her. And while she was cutting all my fingers and I was bleeding, I was like, okay. And it started kind of bothering me. And I was telling my friend, if I'm not your friend, I will be leaving you already, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's like, thank you for sitting and just like be so patient.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, okay. And then I started listening to the teacher. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, she's telling you do this, do that. Can you do this? This is not the way you are doing here. And she's like, stop commenting. I know better, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yes, I understand. She's learning. It's her time. I need to be quiet. And the teacher was like, I feel like this hand model is more loud than anyone's hand model. She's too active, you know? Mm-hmm. So she noticed me. Which I really appreciate because of that, she came to me and she said, I feel like you understand very clear what I'm saying. Like, maybe you are interested to do the nails as well. And I said, which was interesting, I said, me and nails, never, you know, mm-hmm. never say never.
Mm-hmm. And I look at you now.
Yeah, I look at me now, right? And I was like, no, no. And at the end of the class was almost like 8 to 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, you know, they teach you mm-hmm. a lot of details. Mm-hmm. So, and she was like, maybe you should try. What are you losing? Are you working right now? I'm like, no, I'm still sitting at home getting my unemployment benefits, nothing to do. She's like, especially if you have money, just buy my course and come. It's just gonna like... spend only 3-4 days of your life and just try. What are you gonna lose? Mm-hmm. And I also, this has triggered me a lot because my position, I always like to try new things. Mm. And then I better like try it first and then mm-hmm. judge it, you know, mm-hmm. after. So, and I was like, well, yeah, why not? Maybe at least I will learn to do nails for myself and I will save money because as I know in Brooklyn, Russian nails was costing like $100 an hour. And I was like, why not? And when I was working as a paralegal, I didn't make that, you know, good money. So mm-hmm. it was a lot of money for me that time. Mm-hmm. So I went with the intention of trying to learn to do for myself. So, and after like 2 months, maybe later, I went to the class. I started learning. And it's interesting that I really like it. On the second day, I was like, wow, this is so much fun, you know? And even my model, she was actually telling me, if you have a law degree, why are you learning this? Like, she mm-hmm. kind of was like, why? Why do you need this? I think universe was kind of spoken through this person to me, you know? Are you sure you want to do this? You know, like.
I love that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Because you know, yeah.
No, not to cut you off, but your story is so inspiring. I feel like that is so true. Like there are opportunities where the universe challenges you and just make sure. It's like, are you ready? Because it's just like relationships, right? You can say like, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. I want to be with somebody healthy or like, you know, non-toxic. And then they provide you with somebody and they're like, are you actually ready, you know, to leave? Are you, it tries to like give you one more chance, because if you're not ready, then you would just be in the same position and same environment. So I love that you said that this person channeled the universe. That's like amazing. Yeah.
Because, you know, to be honest, I have even goosebumps. I always think like whoever we meet in our life, it's like always there is some reason and purpose.
Absolutely. From,
you
know? Yep.
Yeah. Some people guide us. Some people mm-hmm. teach us. Some people like bring us something, you know.
Absolutely. And even if it's like not a positive encounter, I always say that they are teaching you something. And it's sometimes they're like the blind spot that we have. Because I look at some people and I'm like, I don't know why they came into my life. They're no longer here. But even if it, again, was like negative, I definitely learned something about them. And sometimes it's a reflection of us and parts of us that we don't want to see and 100%. We don't want to acknowledge. Because if you're always surrounded by positive people, which is not a bad thing, you're also not really realizing, okay, where are my areas that I can work on? So that's amazing. So going back to your story.
Yeah, so it was like kind of, so I was trying so hard. I really like it. And then I was had an idea. And then my boss called me actually when I was on the third day of the course. He's like, hey, are you ready to come back to the office? We are opening now. And I was like, I said, no, I'm sorry. I'm not coming back. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know, I felt like kind of a negative vibe from that place. And I was like, no, I'm not coming back. And I'm happy where I am right now. And I want to give a try. And I decided to give myself time 1 year just to, you know, like not love focus that on the law, just decide to do nails only, you know, and just chill, you know. So, and my teacher actually provided me with a job. She's like, I feel like she had that time 10 students. And she's like, I think you're very talented. I see potential in you. You need to try this salon. You need to go and try. So I was like, okay, I will try. So I went to the salon. I started practicing. Because when you start working as a nail tech, it's super hard, especially in Russian nails, because it's a lot of details. You know already, it's 2 hours. Imagine for the student who just started, it's like 4 hours. It's like takes minimum 4 to 5 hours, actually. Yeah, and I think my number one good thing was about me that I was scared to cut people, which is very good. Now I know when I hire people, I can tell if she's potential or not, she have potential or not. A person needs to be like, I'm scared to cut people. It's very important, you know. It means I care about the person. When I do to someone else, I feel like the same way I wanted to be treated, you know. Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah, so I was working for the salon maybe 2 weeks. It was my first place in Brooklyn. They were not nice to me. But, you know, I understand why. I'm happy that it happened. Because if they were nice to me, I would stay in Brooklyn and you guys never meet me in your life. So they were, like, not nice. And the girl who was my boss that time, she was like, after the second week, she's like, I'm sorry, Mila, you're not going to work. I think you and Nelsa are not meant to be together. And I don't see you potential in you. And I don't know why she was referring you. I just wish you good luck, but you will never be good nail tech. I said, thank you. I smiled. You know, I didn't think it was in a negative way. I was actually like happy that she let me go, because I had this idea in my head already on the third day when I was working for her. I was like, I think I need to move from this place somewhere like Manhattan, you know, because my English is good. None of these girls were speaking English. They only speak Russian. They don't know English. And I was kind of shocked why people doesn't speak English if we live in New York City. But it's okay too, you know, they have their own level. It's good for them. But my so when she fired me, I was so happy, and I actually appreciate her that she fired me. And next day I found a job in Manhattan. So I was started working for another salon in Manhattan. And that salon, I really appreciate her too, because she believed in me and she saw that I have a big potential. And it's interesting. Also, I was the only one who was speaking in English in her salon. Even she didn't speak English anyway. It was fun. So I grow in 6 months. I become top nail tech. And then I become so popular and busy that people wanted to book with me in 2 months in advance. But it was no room for booking with me. And my clients start telling me, Mila, I don't want to lose you. I want to come to you only. Why don't you start your own business? And I was like, I don't know. I feel like I don't want to leave my boss, because I was so comfortable on that space, you know? And she really doesn't want me to leave too, because I was number one at her salon. You know? And I'm a very positive person, and I always like make clients happy. I never argue with people. If they want something, I always do. This is how I learn. Actually, I challenge myself to learn to do designs. So I can do it like anything, right? In 2 hours. A lot of nail techs, they cannot do like a lot of stuff in this time of period, because I was pushing myself. Like, I want to do better. I want to do better. I like it. I like it. I was curious. So, and then I was like, okay, I think it's time to move on. And I was like, also universe, I was asking universe, should I move on or not? Or should I stay? And then my clients started like, no, Mila, you have to, because I cannot book with you anymore. A lot of clients started like losing me. because I was overbooked with other people. And I was like, okay, let me try. So I quit the job. I tell her, like, I think 2 months notice. And of course, she was upset. But what can I do? We need to put ourselves out of comfort zone to grow, you know? I know. And then I was like, Maria, and I was like, okay, where I'm gonna go now? I don't know anything. Where to rent the space? Where to do? Like, and I was like, okay, I trust the universe. If it's meant to be, everything will come to my life. If not, just take a break for 2-3 months, and I'm just gonna start preparing myself for bar exam, because I remember I gave myself 1 year, and that was exactly the year where I have to decide last year. So, and then I was, my friend contacted me after like 2 weeks. She's like, let's meet for a drink. I didn't see you for a long time. We decided to meet up. And then she said, what's going on in your life? I told her I quit the job. And now I feel like I'm going to start my own thing, but I don't know where to go, what to do. How does it work? I have no idea. And she's like, you know what? I feel like whatever you do, you just need to start. And I feel like you're going to be successful because you have all the qualities that needs to be and a good person, nail tech. And she's like, don't even worry. And I was like, okay. And then she said, by the way, you know, I know someone who is willing to give you space for rent. She was actually looking for a girl already for a few months, but she couldn't find anyone. And I was like, wow, this is the sign, you know? And I texted this girl, so I went to her and she gave me this space. And I was like, okay, I like it. And it was just a tiny space. All my original clients who comes to me from last year, they know this space. And I was like, I was so happy, Marianne, because I was like, okay, this is my place. This is my start point, you know? And I was like, okay, what should I do now? Should I prepare myself for law or should I continue this? I said, okay, let's do it at the same time. Why not, you know? And when I started, only like I had five people that I know, who was like three of them my friends and two of them only my previous clients. I didn't take any clients from other salon. I feel bad because it's not nice, you know, but only two of them knew my phone number and they're like, no, we would like to come and support you. I was like, okay, that's so nice of you if you want to come. So I had only five clients and they started coming to me. They came first week. It was like so empty. I was like, okay, not bad. I started doing my Instagram. And one of them actually, such a sweet girl. She's still my client. I love her so much. She actually friend with one of the influencer who she bring to me, because she didn't like call her like, oh, you have to go to meal or something. She did her nails with me and then she went for an event where she saw like they were connected here. And she asked, wow, your nails look so amazing. Who did it to you? She's like, oh, her name is Mila. You need to contact her. So she came to me. She did appointment in 2 weeks later after I started my business, which is crazy too, because I was thinking also, Marianne, where I'm going to get the clients? Like, how does it work? Because before I was just going to the salon and they were providing me clients, you know? And I'm so new, I don't know. So she came, she didn't even say anything, who is she, which was nice. I like it a lot. If she did, I would be so nervous, maybe. I did something wrong, you know? Yeah, and she came, she did her nails, and we had a nice chat, like, with you. So, and she's like, she was also inspired by my story, because she told me, like, for like 5 or 6 years ago, that time she also used to work for finance and she quit her job and she's become doing her blog now. She's very successful. I was like, wow, we have this similar mindset, you know, and I really like it. By the way, I feel like all my clients actually,
I was just gonna say,
like me, you know.
Yeah, you attract like a certain energy.
Yeah,
so I feel like you whatever you put out there is what you get back.
Yeah, that's crazy. And so I was so happy to have this conversation with her. It was very fun. So, and then she left and then she just tagged me on Instagram. And I was like, okay, I only have like, I don't know, 200 people, some random people who follow me. And when she left, just my phone was like blowing, you know, I was shocked and everything starts from there.
No, I love your story, and you answered so many questions because I was going to ask, you know, like what was the hardest part about all of this? Whenever I hear you speak, you keep talking about like positivity, right? So where does that positive mindset comes from? Like, were you always like this as a child growing up, or did you tell yourself, no, I'm going to choose to be positive? How did you develop this mindset?
It's a very good question. I consider myself happy child because I have mother and father. I'm healthy. My parents healthy. I'm happy. I have sister, you know, like this is already happy for me. You know, I feel happy. And my mom and dad, actually, when I was a kid, they read a lot of books about manifestation. They were doing even a vision board.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's interesting because my first vision board was 11 or 12 years old when I was, yeah, I did with my parents.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's cute. Yeah.
Yes, and it came true. And I remember my mom even was telling me, when you wish, you have to wish it as a present time. And my dad too. So I was like kind of influenced by my parents, right? This, but 11, 12 years old, I was not like, I was doing a vision board, but I didn't think about life seriously. I was just putting like, oh, I want a Barbie. I wanted this. I want just shoes. I want bags, you know? But then I don't know why, when I was 16, 15, when I was entering to the college, to the university, I went very young because I was super smart at school and I was skipping two classes. I did vision board, and it's crazy because I didn't even think about USA at that time, you know, but I don't know why I saw a magazine Statue of Liberty and I just put it on my vision board. And I said, I'm living in this city and I like next to Statue of Liberty. I don't know why. And it's crazy. When I was first time I came here when I was 22, and my mom was like, can you imagine, this is your vision board and you will live there. I said, but I was visiting, you know. So it's crazy how it comes true. And also second thing is, also I'm trying to be, because when you grow, you meet a lot of, face a lot of problems in real life, reality, especially when you start living by yourself in a different country. You know? And this was a very hard time for me. And I was keep telling myself, I want, everything's happened for the reason, and everything happens for the good reason, you know? So I tried to be positive. And to be honest, I noticed in my life that the older I'm getting, if I want something, before I was like asking, I didn't know how I'm going to get. Now I feel like I trust in myself. I trust, like I want something, I just see it in my, like I feel it, that it's in my life already, and I just forget about it, just let it go. And after a while, like maybe sometimes it can happen 1 month, sometimes it can happen in 1 year, but it's happening in your life, you know. I have a goosebumps because it's crazy how it works. Like, I don't know. And my last vision board, by the way, I did on 2020, and I said, whatever I do, and I put like success, I'll be going up only, and I'll be like meeting new people, and whatever I do, it's going to be very beautiful, very nice, and successful. And I feel like it's going this way.
I love that for you, and I couldn't agree more. And I'm also getting goosebumps because I truly love the way that you said it's about how it makes you feel. Like sometimes you can ask somebody, where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? And they can say like, I see myself owning a business, you know, making X amount of money, but that's all great. But it's like, how are you feeling? Right. Yeah. And that's why, like me as a new mom too, like I'm challenging myself to like raise my son in a way where he's supporting him in whatever he does. And I don't want to tell him, because I've learned this, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Like the person you want to be, like, how are you going to feel at that time? Right. It's not like, I want to be a doctor, I want to be successful. It's like, I want to be a good person, or I want to be like kind to the world. So it's just amazing that you're not focusing on these labels.
No. I always like, I want to feel like inside, like happiness, joy, you know, like, yeah, because I feel like when you do whatever you love, it just makes you like, for example, right now I am at the stage of life where I wake up every morning and I always say, oh my God, thank you, God, that I have the job that I love. I want to go to my job, you know, even like, oh, I'm going to see this client, oh my God, it meets this client, you know, like this person, not even client, even this person. Oh my God, I want to hear her story here. Like, it's crazy how it works.
Gratitude truly, truly, truly will change your life. Like, I feel like it's all about perspective. And again, it's like energy. Like, when you verbally say what you're thankful for, something happens in your body,
right?
Where you automatically, whether you're having a bad day or something goes wrong, it just shifts. So it's like, it's amazing. I can go on and on about this.
I know, me too.
Okay. So my podcast is called The City Confession. So I wanted to bring it back to the city. Around the 6 to 7 years you've been here, what is a confession that you can share with all of us? And I always preface this by saying it's whatever you feel comfortable sharing. It mm-hmm. could be about personal. It could be about dating in New York City. It could be about business. It could be a fun fact. Yeah, Mila, what's your city confession?
Okay, that's interesting. I need to think.
Yeah, take your time. I know every time somebody comes on, they're like, wait, I need a moment. You know, so
I don't know why when you asked me this question, I don't know why right now it came to this to my mind. And when you live in New York City, I read it somewhere or I heard somewhere, you're always looking for an apartment to live. You're
it's
always
so
looking
true.
For a boyfriend, and you're always looking for a job.
Do you relate to
oh,
that?
Thank God, I'm not looking for a job. Mm-hmm. I already found my apartment.
Okay.
Now I guess only looking for a man.
Okay.
I'm trusting universe, so mm-hmm. yeah. Crazy.
So your confession is like the other parts of your area in your life, you're kind of, you know, good and happy, but yeah. on like the side, you're kind of looking for a partner.
Kind of, yeah, why not? It's already time, I think. Like, and especially right now when I do this year, I did crazy amount of wedding nails and nails, and they giving me motivation now. I also were like, oh my God, I also want to be in relationship and I want to be in love.
I remember telling you in one of our sessions that there's a season in your life for everything, right? Mm-hmm. So like from 2020 to 2023, so I would say the last 3 years, it was a time for you to truly focus on your business. You literally switched careers, which one is amazing, and forever for anybody listening, I believe you can have multiple lives in one lifetime. And two, when your business, I'm not saying slows down, not at all, but when it starts to just you know run, the engine
yeah.
just starts running without you even attending to it, then you can also be like, okay, this is a time for me to introduce love. But like you said, your belief in the universe will just allow you to be who you are. And when it comes, it comes.
So that's yeah, actually, a lot of my clients gave me advice. Thank you so much, by the way. They told me I need to take a notebook and write down all the qualities in men I want, mm-hmm. which I never, ever did in
feel
my life.
It.
Yeah, and which is crazy. I'm like, I believe in manifestation. I manifested so many things in my life, but never good men, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I did it like a few days ago, actually. And I think I'm going to add more qualities because it's very
as
hard.
As you should.
Yeah.
As you should, because let me tell you, the person you decide to be with is the most important decision you'll ever make in your life.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to like have a family and all that, like, who you are now is one thing, but who you choose to, you know, be with and marry and all that literally is the deciding factor and vehicle for like the X amount of years, you know, that you have on this earth afterwards. So I feel like people forget that.
Yeah, that's true. But thank you so much for reminding me.
Yes. Okay, so we are wrapping up. So I have a fire round of New York City questions to ask, and you can answer it with the first word or thing that comes to your mind.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, so what's your favorite thing about New York City?
Food.
Okay, what's your least favorite thing?
Trash.
What's your go-to spot or like your favorite cafe,
speakeasy
restaurant?
Bars, speakeasy bars. Always.
Do you have a specific one or?
I can't remember right now, but I have like few, but
okay.
It's on my Google.
Yes, you'll add some on the show notes and people can look at it. To describe New York City in one word, what would it be?
Oh my God, magnificent.
And if you can thank New York City for one thing, what would it be?
Oh my God, sky buildings? How it's called?
Yeah, skyscrapers.
Yeah, skyscrapers.
Oh, I love that. Nobody has ever said that. Well, Mila, our time is, cutting short, but I want to thank you so much for being on. I know you were super nervous, but you were amazing. I feel like you're a natural storyteller. Even though I've already heard your story, I still feel inspired, and that's what I love. Like after this, I want to do things, out of my comfort zone. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Marianne, for having me. It's such an honor to be on your podcast. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yes. And for those listening or watching, I'm going to have all of Mila's information in the show notes. And if you haven't tried Russian gel, again, this is amazing. It's been like 5 weeks. You
Yeah.
have to. Everybody stay tuned for next week's episode, and I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.